e-commerce, online shopping. Learning objectives in this chapter is, by the end of this chapter, you should be able to learn and understand emergence of online shopping as a threat, countering online with smart strategies, omni-channel strategies. So with the advent of online shopping coming into picture, it has become a threat for the mom and pop stores or for offline stores. Nowadays, customer prefer sitting at home, ordering products. Once the product is delivered, they can pay. It's a cash on delivery product. They can touch, feel, check. There's a return policy which, if they don't like the product, they can give it back. So that are the challenges faced by the offline stores. So we'll be learning the threats, what's online versus offline. With the infusion of technology, online market is expected to surge 10 times from its current level to 50 billion by 2020. So as the figure says, which is quite explanatory, there's a surge. It's going to leave the offline market very badly. So that's the 50 billion would be the market by 2020. The market is primarily driven by increased internet penetration and higher incomes. So in the advent of 3G and 4G and a lot of internet penetration, mobile users, the more and more people have started shopping online. The growth is online retail use has been greatest among younger and professional population segments. Now what has happened is, since the younger generation and the younger population are working more than 12 to 14 hours and it doesn't give them time to shop. So it's a convenience for them. They can order on mobile phone, on a smartphone, or they're sitting in the office. They can probably they can order something and which can be delivered. So they don't have to go to a mall to pick a product, because they know the quality offered by the online retailers would be on par of what offline retailers has. Emergence of online shopping is a threat. Again, the physical stores are facing the challenge of being able to showcase only limited assortment and face competition from online players who have better access to consumer data and allows for experimentation with product pricing and promotions. So the major differentiating factor between the offline and online is the online partners. They know the buying pattern of the consumer. They know in which month, on which date, how much the customer has spent. That is available with them. Plus, there is an option available. So if you want to buy a sunglasses, so there's an option available where you can put your photograph and you can look. So a customer doesn't have to go to a store and try those sunglasses over there. So that is one of the examples. And there is a lot of experimentation they do. There is a lot of price discounts offered by the online retailers. So online retailers, they don't have an expense of keeping a store. There's a rental which they don't have to pay. There's no staff for the salaries they have to pay. So they can offer deep discounts, and which is a threat to an offline retail. Retailing or online retailing is gaining popularity among the consumer as a means to shop at one convenience. So a customer can shop anytime 24/7 vis-a-vis a mall has, or store has timing limitation. They can close down at 11 or 11:30, 12 in the night. Probably retailing customer can order anytime and gets delivered next day. So that is one of the examples. Without the advantage of any time, anywhere shopping option, it helps retailer to maintain their loyal customer without any physical appearance. So a customer doesn't have to go to a mall, park his car, pay parking tickets, pay money for the parking tickets, go wait in a queue for billing purpose. So it's an ease, it's a shopping convenience for the customers, for the younger population who have now opted out buying from online stores. Leading e-commerce players like Flipkart, Jabong, Snapdeal, Amazon are offering rewarding promotions, fast deliveries, easy returns, and host of other services. So as the example says, in India, there are a lot of players like Flipkart, Jabong, Snapdeal. So they are offering good returns, offering rewards. So in case there is a loyalty partner called Payback. So in case you buy from a retail, from an online partner, you get points as a loyalty program. Or there is another offer, if you don't like a product, you can return in 7 days. Another convenience is you can check the product and then you can pay the cash on delivery. So if you think the product is in good condition, then you can pay. If it's defective, you can give it back. So there are a lot of services being given, and this has gained immense popularity among the young population. It's new, it's unique, and it's gaining a lot of popularity, and the young population wants to try and take advantage or take benefits of the same. Retailing or online retailing is gaining popularity among young consumers as a means to shop once convenience. So as I said, customer, young population can shop anytime. Probably it's 1 o'clock in the night, 2 o'clock in the night. Products are available. It shows whether products are there or not there. It gives real time inventory. Probably it gives you details that, okay, probably if you shop at 1 o'clock in the 1 o'clock in the night, probably it will be delivered by next day 4 p.m. So all these things, information is available and it's gaining a lot of popularity. Leading e-commerce players like Flipkart, Jopcon. Large chunk of sales come from tier 2 and tier 3 markets where consumers never had choices. They now have on their phone, on their mobile phones. So most of the offline retailers who have shied away in going to tier 2 or tier 3 cities, opening a store, they thought it would be a risk. Now the major sales are coming from tier 2, tier 3 cities because everything is available online. On a click of a smartphone, the customer knows he or she can pick up a product that will be delivered at his or her own house. So that's the convenience, and major sales are coming from tier 2 and tier 3. This device reach undeserved markets and consumers who don't have access to modern retail. So with the smartphone, with the advent of smartphone and 3G and 4G coming in, now the tier 2 and tier 3 customers have access to whatever they were deprived, they were not offered earlier as a modern retail. So there's a reach, there's a demand, they have money, they can shop and they can avail and they can enjoy those products. In urban markets, the retailers are wooing customers with deals and discounts. So where there's the competition with online and offline, the retailers are providing with deals and discount. They're coming with the freebies. They are giving a deep discount. So that's for the urban markets. In India, the organized retail is highly under penetrated. It's mostly concentrated in the top 25-30 cities and serve only 8% of the market. The statistics are self-explanatory. It was only catering to 25-30 cities. Now with advent of online retail, the reach has gone. The products are available for the rural market as well. They are unable to meet the rising aspiration of smaller cities, and this gap is being exploited by the e-commerce players. So since the rentals were high, the offline partners, offline store people were hesitant going to tier 2, tier 3 city. They were skeptical whether they will be able to do that amount of business. So they didn't go, they didn't take a shop, they didn't take a shop on rent, they didn't put a store, and they were still waiting for the right time to come. And now this gap has been exploited by the e-commerce player. So what they have done, they have done a tie-up with the logistic team, a logistic company, and the products are delivered at the customer's doorstep. So there is aspiration, there is money, there is disposable income, and people want to spend. They have the capacity to spend, which was exploited by this e-commerce company, and now they have become a very, very good in this servicing, and they are offering good products at the good price at the rural customer level as well. Organized retailers have grown from the warehouses to experience zone. So now, earlier the offline partners had to invest into store, they have to invest into warehouse. The online partner only, online retailer only has a warehouse, and now it's become an experience. So faster delivery, same day delivery, or cash on delivery, that is the become an experience. So they have something new to offer. Online retailers are making web shopping a remarkable experience to the customer. So every online retailer is coming up with a new idea. Some retailers, if you book an order by morning 8 o'clock, it gets delivered by 4 p.m. So customer knows that, okay, I don't have to go to a store. It will come to my door, I can feel. If I feel the product is right, I can pay. If I don't want, I can cancel the order. So all these things have provided an experience for the customers. Most of the web portals have developed applicants which try to engage in e-commerce of shopping for an experience. As I said, there are a lot of technologies available. Options available where customer, if he wants to buy sunglasses, he can put his photo, upload his picture and try different sunglasses. So he doesn't have to go. So that's an engaging activity. That is one of the examples. So similar, a lot of activities are being carried out. Probably a portal is carried out that if you want to look how a particular shirt will look on you. So you have to upload your picture on your body, and you can flip your the smartphone, or you can flip the tab, and you can check whether how the particular shirt or trouser, or what combination of shirt and trouser would look on you, or how a particular sunglasses, a shirt or a denim, or a shirt or a trouser or a t-shirt or a denim would look on you. So these are the things help to engage customers. A lot of activities are being done by the online partners to increase the customer engagement. higher discounts, online shopping is cheaper than shopping at regular high street or modern trade stores. So again, when a person visits a mall, has to pay a parking charges, has to pay for food, has to pay for the movie which has to go. So it's a high cost for a customers. If a family of four goes to watch a movie, probably they have to share out 2,000 rupees. But online they can order food which gives discount, online they can order apparels which comes to their delivery. Everything is delivered at doorstep, which has resulted into a lot of increased sales for the online partners. Online shopping is cheaper, they offer more discounts, so compared to a regular high street stores, their prices are too high. Online retailers have lower trading costs and avoid bearing cost of rental, which are then passed as discount to the customer. Since the online partner doesn't have to invest into store rentals, they don't have to invest into staff costs, salaries, they don't have expenses on electricity, whatever is the saving is passed on as a discount to the customer, which helps into online sales. Online shopping has no geographical limits, as purchase can be made across the country and it gets delivered via logistics partner. Quite self-satisfactory, self-explanatory. Reason for online shopping becoming fast fad, wider choice, consumer can choose from an array of collections since the amount of merchandise accessories are endless. Normally an offline store would have a limitation of square feet area. So it would be 200 square feet or it can go to maximum 1 lakh square feet, which can offer maximum range. But in online, it has to just, the product range has to be uploaded, the picture has to be uploaded, and it provides endless accessories or endless products and which customer can buy. So a website can offer pesticide and it can offer high fashion as well. So there's only the images and the details are uploaded, customer can buy through a payment gateway and avail all the services. Usually one may not find a particular color or material in regular store. So that's quite a possibility if a customer wants a white shirt for his formal white shirt for an interview. But and probably a store might be keeping only two or three brands. But in case of online partner, they have 10 different brands and the customer will get a white shirt when he wants. So he's not choosy about any particular brand, but basically he needs a white shirt and the online partner is fulfilling his desire and which gets delivered to his home doorstep. For e-commerce, customer can look for options and find results within seconds on. From laptops to mobile phones, perfume to nail paint, clothes, shoes, internet has made shopping so convenient with just a mouse click away. All products are available, customer can browse, click, select, make payment, or if it's a cash on delivery, make payment later when it's delivered. It has become so convenient. Consumer can evaluate the price of desired product with several retailers at single click within few minutes. While buying laptops, several websites open a list of laptops with quick comparison features of brand or name. So in case if you are planning to buy a laptop, there is a comparison chart available where you can put your configuration needed by you and you can select different companies, like you can select a Canon or you can select HP, you can select a Lenovo. There is a quick comparison which comes. If there is a benefit, there are more features with a lesser price, it helps customer to decide faster. So this earlier was this facility was provided by offline retailers as well, but a customer had to go, have to understand, talk to a salesperson, understand the benefits, stand in the queue, make payment, pick up the laptop and go home. So it was a very vast activity, but now you are at the click of a mouse, everything is available, he or she knows what system requirement they have, they can select the product, compare it, buy, and it gets delivered. Apart from credit card or debit card, online retail allows more option of payment like internet banking and also cash on delivery. High speed convenience with e-banking, e-mailing, e-marketing and e-learning, e-shopping is the biggest comfort. So nowadays, earlier customer has to go to bank, deposit a check. Now an advent of e-banking, he can transfer funds, he doesn't have to issue a check. That can probably save environment, we don't have to print more checkbooks. With emailing, again, the snail mail has become very less, very few people use snail mail. E-marketing, so a lot of things get, a lot of marketing have shifted from normal marketing to Facebook, social media, or Twitter. So again, e-learning is also, and e-shopping is the biggest comfort provided to mankind. It is fast, convenient, since customers today are busy and have less time. Online shoppers website is open 24/7, 7 days a week, and is also convenient. Shopping over internet not only saves time but also gives chance to multitask. So whatever time is saved, if a person wants to go to a mall, he has to park his car, go to big stores, pick a product, go for a billing, probably to take 1.5 hours time. But in case of online shopping, he knows what product he wants to buy, he knows the price, he clicks it, and probably the entire transaction gets completed in 5 minutes. Probably he's saving 55 minutes on that, and he can use that time to do some multi-level task, or he can finish some other activity which was pending for a long time. Go green, online shopping for customers is a step towards go green, since no fuel is burned, no plastic bags are used, and no copies of paper bills receipts are shared. So in case of offline billing, when a customer doesn't go, uses his car, no fuel is burnt, plastic bags are not involved because he doesn't have to pay for the shopping bags. It's delivered in a carton, which can be recycled. Scanned copy or email, once the purchase is made, the invoice is sent on a soft copy, which is electronic copy. So it's go green, it's very environment friendly. The online shopping is very environment friendly. Electronic show windows help to save on construction materials. So while constructing a store, there is windows have to be constructed, the glass has to be fitted, there is lightning, there are mannequins, there's a huge cost involved in that. So all this can be saved, construction cost can be saved, and that can be used for online customers, which can be passed on as a benefit to the consumers. So basically these are the reasons customer prefer to shop in store instead of online. So I simply enjoy shopping in physical store because of atmosphere, that's 13%. To support local retailers, 13%. Unable to return them easily, that's 22%. I am more certain about it, sustainability of product, so that is 33%. To get product immediately, that's 53%. So basically these are the grid which gives the percentage why people are why shopping has online shopping has become a threat to offline shopping. According to Think India, Think Retail, a report published by advisory Knight Frank India Private Limited and Retailers from India, online is growing at faster clip than brick and mortar retail. Share of modern retail in retail would slip from 17% in 2013 to 13% in 2019. So that's a huge 4% drop. Share of e-commerce companies would jump from 2% to 11% in the same period. So that's quite a comparison between offline and online retails. Retailers burn their fingers in past by taking debt to expand and learn the hard way to focus on profitability. One of the disadvantages of offline retail, they have taken debt, they have taken loans from the bank, and they have learned it hard way to sustain, how to sustain a mall, how to get footfalls. So they have burned their fingers in past. Retailers view online channels from an attitude of skepticism, using it as a liquidation channel. So some retailers have taken online mode only to liquidate stock, and they were their attitude was very skepticism. They have looked online model with skepticism. They were not sure whether it could work or not. So they have wasted time in that rather than moving or changing the business model immediately. Retailers are now embracing the online channel as a part of strategy by having dedicated personnel. So earlier the offline retailers who were skeptical, now they have understood the benefits. So now they have hired a dedicated personnel who look at the omni channel, or they look at the other channel as online channel as another part of having sales, ensuring that it is not only the old inventory gets liquidated, but again the new product are available and on online, and customer buys them. Online retail shop offer deep discount as to high of as low overheads, as explained earlier. They don't have a rental, they don't have staff, they don't have to pay electricity charges compared to the offline stores. So the discounts, the deep discounts are offered as to the last customer, or to the low end consumer, to the end consumer. Brick and mortar needs to compensate with superior customer service inside the store. To compete with online, the brick and mortar store needs to compensate with a good customer service, with an excellent customer delight service to the stores. Physical stores are putting pressure on brands to offer better deals. So any hypermarket or department market, if they're keeping any brands, they're putting pressure on the brands to give better discount to ensure that they pull more footfalls in the store. Brands are pulling out of online space where price disruptions are diluting the brand image. So some of the brands are now opting out since it's diluting the image of the brand. So they are opting out of online and they are coming back to the offline mode. Some retailers are lobbying with government for a ban on foreign direct investment FDI in e-commerce firms. India doesn't allow FDI in online retail but allows foreign funds in marketplace. So some large retailers are lobbying with government. They're talking to government, ensuring a ban on foreign direct investment, because foreign investment will come with huge deep pockets. They will pump in money. Online retail will grow, which will again make offline retail go in for a toss. There would be loss of sale for the offline stores. So currently, FDI is allowed only in online retail. Foreign funds are allowed in market spaces. Retailer must upgrade by equip sales staff with smartphone, tablets, and app. So the retail store retailers have become smart. They have become savvy. They have started putting a lot of application. They have started giving smartphones, devices, and tablets and apps where customer can see what all options are available. They can check. They can visit a store. They can flip the pages and see what all options are available in a store. So they are also equipping the store team to use technology. Customer preferences, buying habits, and in-store behavior needs to be studied and used. Other and promotional messages through the smart device. So again, the offline people staff has offline team have started observing what is the buy store customer pattern, what is the buying pattern, how is the money used. A lot of technology is being used. What is the buying habits? So all these insights are being used to make a customized offering to the customer. Many retailers in the West have been testing out a number of new digital technologies aimed at bringing the connected experience into the store. The interactive fitting rooms, beacons, interactive storefront displays, mobile devices in store associates, and heat mapping. So a lot of technology is being used. There are, as I said earlier, there is interactive kiosk. A person can stand in front of a mirror and check how the shirts or t-shirt looks like in. And a lot of other interactive fitting rooms are there. A lot of technology is available so that it becomes a good shopping experience for customer to come to a store, enjoy, experience the, have a good new experience, buy the product and satisfy his need. As per the eMarketer forecast, India will be over 200 million smartphone users by 2016. This will spur need for adoption of omni-retail strategy, tapping brick and mortar outlets, e-commerce and m-commerce together. So m-commerce stands for mobile commerce, and by 2016 there would be, the retailers will be forced or they will compel to be available on online market if they want to sustain. Other omni-retail strategy, other omni-retail options have to be made mandatory by the brands. Customers are preferring to use unmanned in-store devices like kiosks, digital displays, touchscreen application and self-checkout system. So nowadays the customer doesn't want to stand in a queue, and probably he or she is smart enough, so they are opting for a self-checkout system where they select a product, they scan the barcode, they make a credit card payment, the bag is available. Once the payment is done, they can quickly move out. They don't want to stand in a queue and waste their time. So customers are preferring unmanned store devices like kiosk, digital display, and which helps in saving his time. The line between offline and online shopping is waiting to get diminished, giving an advantage to both sellers and buyers. So day by day, the line is diminishing. People are preferring more online. It's a threat to the offline channel. Omnichannel will bring about new concepts to fore based on cultural outlook and technology penetration. So any offline partner, any offline retailer who's now getting into online business, they need to use newer concept. They need to look at the cultural outlook and the technology penetration. So in case the penetration is high, the chances of their selling a product becomes higher. With omni retail strategy gaining around in India, retail business sector can look forward to good times ahead by keeping abreast with pro consumer strategies. So when a customer, when an individual offline partner knows that, okay, my product has been sold 10 times on an online partner versus 5 times on an offline store, he knows he has an insight, then probably he can use that data and probably come with a new product and then hence ensure that the sale doesn't hamper and it increases the profit for the organization. Going forward, modern retail will be 24/7 proposition. So probably next few years, shopping would be 24/7 proposition. Modern retail will be available in all 3-shift, 4-shift. Shops might be open by 24/7. So the stocks are still going on, the approvals are still pending. So going ahead, it would be a 24/7 proposition. Strategy must establish a successful ecosystem: retailer, vendor, payment, processor, mobile developers, tech provider, advertiser, agency, and investors. With the advent of omni-channel, there is a lot of jobs which have been created. There is a new demand of various vendors. There is a new vendor who supplies. There's a demand for payment processors. There's a demand for mobile developers, data providers. New advertising agencies have come, which only specialize into online marketing. So all these things have helped into when an online business has developed, it has resulted into more jobs. It has resulted into more skills getting developed. Brick and mortar stores will have online models and online stores which have to establish some physical presence so as to offer a seamless shopping experience to the customer. Neighborhood Kirana store will act either franchisee or modern trade outlets or delivery point for some of the online retailers, and some will therefore themselves go online in similar smaller markets with web and app presence. So the old time Kirana will either become a franchisee or they will merge, they will become a delivery point. So if a customer buys from a website, probably the mom and pop store or Kirana store will deliver it within next 5 to 10 minutes, 15 minutes. So it will become a logistic partner, or probably in a smaller town, he himself will go online with a web or app presence. This is how the omni retail approach will change the world shopping altogether. Vast deposit of personal information that resides in customer mobile database or customers' computers across the world will be linked in a manner that brings customers to retailers. So whenever a person buys online, his buying purchase, his data, how many members are in the family, what he wants to buy, everything is captured in a computer and it's linked together. So all these insights will be used, and it will be used by the retailer so that the customer goes to the retailer, whether offline or online, and any product is available for the customer. All information, activity, motion of customers inside the store will be data, and data analytics will play a critical role. So most of whatever data, whenever customer visits offline, all data is available. There is analysis being done, which will help for both offline and online partners to identify a product, to modify a product, and give a new offering to the customer. Digitized retail stores will be really soon to take consumerism to new high. So basically, all these pointers have come. We have come to a conclusion where online retail would be huge. It will eat into offline stores. In case those offline people don't shape up, they don't come with a new innovative ideas, it will result into a loss for them. Analytics and big data cannot replace customer touch points, where brick and mortar stores have advantage of star speaking customers. So this is the advantage, disadvantage of online store. If a customer has a doubt, they cannot clarify because there's nobody available. That's the disadvantage of online store. In versus in brick and mortar, there's a staff available. The customer can clear his doubt and then buy. Some retailers can gauge consumer mood, identify desires using through social media platforms. According to the retailers, can pitch customers to buy products to match their mindset for high response ratio. So with an advent of social media, if a customer participates in a contest, probably he or she gets a 10 or 20% discount. So the smart retailers now can gauge that if a customer is looking for a bargain, then probably the discount can be given to only a specific customer rather than giving to an entire generation. So smart retailers can gauge the consumer mood. They can offer, they can modify the packaging, they can offer a product with discount to a specific customer with use of social media platforms. Pricing will rule, and real-time automated technology will prove boon for customers as competition becomes stiffer. For e-commerce, for a retailer, only retail strategy benefits will be more profitable, inform, engage shoppers. To take maximum benefit and advantage, retailer needs to allow more access points and delivery options, provide seamless experience, various channels and access point, reduce lead times. So whatever we have discussed in this chapter, the summary is online retail is going to be there. The offline store needs to provide good customer service. They need to include lot of technology. They need to come with the tabs. They need to come with the interactive system where customer can try the advantages, the features, advantages and benefit of staff needs to increase. Probably good server customer service is the only key factor when a customer will come back in offline stores. E-commerce online retailing strategy continued. Again, there is mobile, there are four corners. There's online, in-store, product experts. That's the omni-channel. So in this chapter, we have learned how online business is going to be way ahead of the future, how offline stores would be struggling if they don't come up with good customer service, if they don't shape up, if they don't come with mobile payments, if they don't incur expense, or if they don't invest into an omni-channel, or if they don't come up with superior service, probably they will lose to offline retailers. Thank you.